אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 460.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam.
אנחנו נמצאים
the article Peace in the World. We are in the subheader using the nature of singularity as a subject of evolution in the collective and in the individual.
Yes, we see that this article is no longer as simple as it seemed to us in the beginning. It includes within it all of one's, how one should relate to the situations we're going through right now, the corrections we need to undergo. So let's relate to it in a very serious manner. Write a few lines maybe on the side, later ask, and that's how we'll advance. We need it for ourselves, for establishing a proper perception of reality, and for what we need in order to turn to the people of the world and explain to them how to advance along with all the processes that the world is undergoing now, how it needs to work in general.
Before we begin, we just want to remind you that tomorrow the lesson begins at 2:45 Israel time, not as until as it was until now at 3:45, but an hour back.
So Saturday is like the other days of the week now.
So again, peace in the world, using the nature of singularity as a subject of evolution in the collective and in the individual. Now we will penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will be finally accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of world peace, and to know how these conditions are good to bring life, to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the public, and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with these special conditions. Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which is poised to swallow the whole world for its own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people who are his branches. Here there is a question that demands an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how, from the source of every construction, extends the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered. Indeed, there are two sides to the coin of the above-mentioned singularity. If we examine it from its upper side, from the perspective of the equivalence with the unique one, it works only in the form of bestowal upon others. For the Creator only bestows and has nothing of the form of reception. He lacks nothing, nor needs to receive anything from the creatures he has created. Therefore, the singularity that extends to us from him must also act only in forms of bestowal upon others, and not at all to receive for ourselves. On the other hand of that coin, meaning in terms of how it actually works within us, we find that it operates in the complete opposite direction, since it operates only in forms of reception for ourselves, such as the desire to be the single most wealthy person in the world. Thus, the above two sides are as far apart from one another as the east from the west. This gives us the solution to the question, how is it possible that within that singularity, which stems and comes to us from he who is unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves in us as the source of every destruction. This has come to us because we use that precious tool in the opposite direction, which is self-reception. I'm not saying that the singularity in us will never act in us in a form of bestowal. For you cannot deny that amongst us are people whose singularity operates in them in the form of bestowal upon others too, such as those who spend their money for the common good, or those who dedicate all their efforts to the common good, etc. Yet, those two sides of the coin that I have described speak only of the two points in the development of creation that bring everything to completion, starting in absence and gradually climbing the rungs of development from one degree to the degree above it, and from there to the higher still, until it comes to its final height, which is its preordained measure of completeness, where it will remain forever. The order of development of the two points is A, the starting point, the lowest degree, which is close to complete absence. It is described as the second side of the coin. B, the point of final height, where it rests and exists forever. This is described in the first side of the coin. But this era that we are in has already developed to a great extent and has already risen many degrees. It has already risen above its lowest phase, which is the above-mentioned second side, and has come significantly closer to the first side. For this reason, there are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others. Yet, they are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of development. When we achieve the highest point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity only in a form of bestowal upon others, and there will never be any case of any person using it in a manner of self-reception. According to those words, we have found an opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, when the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in a manner of bestowal upon others and not at all in a manner of reception for oneself. And it is good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life so it will serve us as a lesson and a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
אני לא חושב שאנחנו יכולים כאן לשאול שאלות ולהבין
תשובות. I don't think that we can ask questions here and understand the answers. It seems to me that
אולי נקרא עוד קטע.
Maybe we should read another part.
Header, the conditions of life in the last generation. First, everyone must thoroughly understand and explain to his surroundings that the well-being of society, which is the well-being of the state and the well-being of the country, of the world, are completely interdependent. As long as the laws of society are not satisfactory to each and every individual in the country, in the state, and leave a minority that is dissatisfied with the government of the state, that minority conspires under the government of the state and seeks to overthrow it. If its power is not sufficient to fight the government of the state face to face, it will seek to overthrow it indirectly, such as by inciting countries against each other and bringing them to war. For it is natural that at wartime there will be many more dissatisfied people with whom they will have hope to achieve the critical mass to overthrow the government of the state and establish a new leadership that is convenient for them. Thus, the well-being of the individual is a direct cause for the well-being of the state. Furthermore, if we take into consideration that always existing a part in the state for whom war is their craft and their every hope of success, such as professional soldiers and suppliers of ammunition, who are always a very prominent minority in terms of social quality, and if we add to them the dissatisfied minority from the current laws, then at any given moment, you have a vast amount of people craving war and bloodshed. Thus, peace in the world and peace in the country are interdependent. Hence, we necessarily find that even that part of the state which is currently satisfied with life, who are the nimble and the clever, they still have a lot to be concerned about for the safety of their lives due to the tensions with those who strive to overthrow them. If they understood the value of peace, they would be happy to adopt the conduct of life in the last generation, for all that a man has will he give for his life.
Yes, because we are all of us in a situation where if we do not accept the conditions of the last generation, we are fast approaching war and the end. Well, perhaps let's read again.
From From the header, using the nature of singularity as a subject of evolution in the collective and in the individual.
And all of you write questions. We will later go over them. Again, I say, this article needs to give us, is meant to give us an explanation for everything that happens to us in our lives currently and in the near future. Please.
Now we will penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of world peace, and to know how these conditions are good to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the public, and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with these special conditions. Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which is poised to swallow the whole world for his own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people who are his branches. Here, there is a question that demands an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how, from the source of every construction, extends the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered.
So how is it that from the Creator who is entirely good, such a bad world comes out?
Indeed, there are two sides to the coin of the above-mentioned singularity. If we examine it from its upper side, from the perspective of its equivalence with the unique one, it works only in the form of bestowal upon others. For the Creator only bestows and has nothing of the form of reception. He lacks nothing, nor needs to receive anything from the creatures he has created. Therefore, the singularity that extends to us from him must also act only in forms of bestowal upon others and not at all to receive for ourselves. On the other side of that coin, meaning in terms of how it actually works within us, we find that it operates in the complete opposite direction, since it operates only in forms of reception for oneself, such as a desire to be the single most wealthy person in the world. Thus, the above two sides are as far apart from one another as the east from the west.
This gives us the solution for our question, how is it possible that within that singularity which stems and comes to us from He who is unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves in us as the source of every destruction? This has come to us because we use that precious tool in the opposite direction, which is self-reception. I am not saying that the singularity in us will never act in us as in a form of bestowal, for you cannot deny that amongst us are people whose singularity operates in them in the form of bestowal upon others too, such as those who spend their money for the common good, or those who dedicate all their efforts to the common good. Yet those two sides of the coin that I have described speak only of the two points in development of creation that bring everything to completion, starting in absence and gradually climbing the rungs of development from one degree to the degree above it, and from there to the higher still, until it comes to its final height, which is its ordained measure of completeness, will remain forever. The order of development of two points is A, the starting point, the lowest degree, which is close to complete absence. It is described as the second side of the coin. B, the point of the final height, where it rests and exists forever. This is described in the first side of the coin. But this era that we are in has already developed to a great extent and has already risen many degrees. It has already risen above its lowest phase, which is the above-mentioned second side, and has come significantly closer to the first side. For this reason, there are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others. Yet they are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of development. When we achieve the highest point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity only in a form of bestowal upon others. and there will never be any case of any person using it in a matter of self-reception. According to these words, we have found an opportunity to examine conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, where the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in a manner of bestowal upon others and not at all in a manner of reception for oneself. And it is good to copy here the above mentioned form of life, for it will serve us as a lesson and a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waters of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
Well, let's have a few questions. I don't think that we are already prepared to really delve into this piece but still. UK.
What is the singularity? That's a bit confusing. Is it the will to receive that we're talking about here?
Yes, the will to receive for us is the most unique, singular thing, because it does not exist like in the still vegetative inanimate. Our will to receive is exactly built from the singularity of the Creator, who is a will to bestow. And so for us, the will to receive is very, very unique. It can direct us to what's opposite to it, and that's what it's doing.
But it would seem that the Creator, the singularity would be the will to bestow if it's coming from the Creator. So there's a corruption? We corrupt the singularity into our own singularity? A duality.
How can we be in a will to bestow if the Creator wants us to make a connection with Him? So in connection with Him, we have to be arranged in a way where what He has, we don't, and what we have, He doesn't. And that's how we can connect.
It's one thing, and it's opposite. So that's a duality. Just confusing that it says singularity. We know that there's one thing in the world, and that's the will to bestow. That's the only thing that was created. And then the creature is created egoistically, the will to
bestow. But to bestow to whom? He has to bestow to someone, the Creator Himself. If we talk about Him, if we talk about some upper force, then we can't talk about anything because He has no quality that we can point to and say something. Rather, from the moment that in this upper force, which is abstract from everything else, the moment it starts having a thought, a desire to build, create someone, get in contact with someone, come to produce out of himself, then we talk about the will to bestow. But if there is a will to bestow, it doesn't lack anything besides someone who wants to receive.
And the goal of that someone who wants to receive is to come to take that singularity and turn it into the will to bestow upon others.
Yes, we need to develop our will to receive, but with the intention to bestow to the Creator, because we will be the vessels that fit His will to bestow. So we have to develop the will to receive directly from Him and towards what He wants, and in that we'll make equivalence of form with Him, because we do it only to allow Him to bestow. And then we achieve equivalence of form. Even though by that we grow our will to receive, our vessels of reception, all the way to Ein Sof, to infinity. But along with it, we create equivalence of form with him. We resemble him in the quality of the action, which is bestowal, because I receive only to bestow to him, and he bestows to give to me.
USA Northwest.
All right, USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav, it's really clear what he's saying, and it's clear as day, and I can't imagine how the Kabbalists, when they wrote it, they could see this so clearly. But how, when we go past, we're past this, into this new state now, and this seems to be right in our hands. How can we take this and truly take this as the last day in our lives, truly to embrace this?
We make a restriction over our desires, which means that we as if don't want to use them, but rather only use them to the extent that we can do it to bring contentment to the Creator. He wants to give, and if I want to receive from Him because He wants to give, and otherwise I'm not going to receive, then this is called receiving in order to bestow. That's what we need to achieve. Everyone works out of his own nature. The Creator's nature is the will to bestow. My nature is the will to receive. But our intentions need to become identical. Me, by receiving, I give him pleasure. And by bestowing, gives me pleasure. So it doesn't matter who gives and who receives. What matters becomes how we relate to each other. When the baby receives everything from his mother, is he receiving or giving? How much pleasure does he give her? So everything depends on how we make an intention, on our intention. New York 2.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, what is the cause of development that brings us from point A to point B? And what brings us to achieving point B? Thank you.
The Creator created this world, the ten, for me and for each and everyone, just like he writes in the article, the freedom, that the Creator puts a person's hand on a good faith and says, take it. And then we develop our attitude to connection so as to use it to bestow contentment to the Creator, to match ourselves to the Creator. I can bestow to the Creator only by being connected with the friends. And this way, I evolve.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Да, Раф, пока читали вот эти два отрывка, записал несколько вопросов.
When we read these two parts, I wrote a few questions. First one, in the beginning of the first excerpt, he says that Baal HaSulam, he's going to explain the conditions for formulating peace in the world. In the end of the second part, he's speaking about the individual's security, and he says that peace in the world will come only when everyone understands that he has to live in a security and a confidence. Is that right?
Peace will only happen on the condition that everyone will understand that peace is built upon the annulment of the will to receive for oneself, and what's left is a will to receive in order to bestow. That's it. These are the conditions of the last generation. The last generation means that all of us have to reach in order to bestow in a mutual way, which is equivalent, exactly equivalent to bestowing to the Creator. Because there is no Creator besides what altogether appears in the collective clique.
В конце первого отрывка.
One more question. In the end of the first excerpt, he writes that in our generation, it is worth taking this opportunity and resembling the Creator.
When we try to follow all these conditions of the last generations, we see this from all the other all of these other essays.
But
why does he write it so carefully? Maybe we should. And
it depends on the time at which he wrote it. It depends on the time of writing. In a later time, he writes more decisively that we have to do it this and this and that and set up seminaries and schools and explain to the masses the conditions of life and so on. That he writes later. And earlier, he wrote in a more subtle way, gentle way. You understand? Okay. Latin 7.
Esto que estaban hablando del texto lo estamos viendo en nuestros tiempos. Está claro que el 50% no puede gobernar sobre el otro 50%.
In the text, we see this in our world now. And obviously, one 50% won't agree with the other 50%. And there's a part that also doesn't want to know any of this. How can we explain to every part that he has to annul himself to reach peace?
כולם צריכים לוותר על האגו שלהם ולהבין שאנחנו חיים ב...
Everyone has to give up their ego and recognize that we are living in a small world and we are being increasingly pressured by nature. And if we don't begin to reorganize the world in a collective, beautiful way, then we are going to soon ruin the world and ruin ourselves. I think that's clear to everyone. The only issue is that the media and the leaders have to recognize that instead of thinking about just how they're going to finish their days, and they don't care about everyone, they don't care about the world. But ultimately, we're coming to the end of all life on planet Earth. We're going to be a very good example for civilizations from other places in the universe that will look at us and see the way in which you don't want to evolve. New York 4.
First of all, I'd be interested to know about the other forms of life in the universe, but about this question, Baal HaSulam was telling us about the four attributes, and then suddenly he starts telling us about the singular...
Just like you don't see spirituality, because it will cause harm for you. You won't be able to advance correctly. Similarly, you can't see other civilizations and recognize them because altogether where you're at now, it will cause harm to you. Now I'll keep going. Seth.
You are just so amazing, and we are all so grateful to be your students. You are our guiding light. So here's my question. Baal HaSulam was talking about the four attributes, and then suddenly he starts talking about the singularity in man. So ma kore kan?
As ma kore kan?
Anachnu od lo kasharnu ze im ze, ata tzodek.
We haven't tied these things together, you're right, yet. It'll come in the next lesson.
Mak Israel.
Mak Israel.
Здравствуйте, товарищи. Может ли индивидуальность выражаться?
Hello, Rav, friends. Can the singularity be expressed in the desire to connect?
It's the personal power of the person who to develop himself.
Yeah. Rav, you told the friend from Latin 7 that we have to explain, that we have to give up on the ego to people. Instead of that, can we say that I can relinquish the part in me that harms the others?
Bit by bit, yeah, slowly, when he harms others, yeah, what's the difference? That's the ego.
Yeah, just the question is, if humanity doesn't see ego as everything I am.
I understand. If I receive a little bit more from the other than the other, it's not called ego. But when I harm the others openly, that's ego. I understand. Yeah, correct. Yeah, that needs to be explained in a way that's clearer to everyone. Yeah.
Africa.
Okay, Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Bala Sulam writes in this article that the source of every construction extends the source of every destruction. Our question is, how can these two sides be attained in one vessel when it seems as though each degree cancels its opposite out?
Because that's how it's built, that each and every next state cancels the previous state. This is the contradiction that exists between the levels, because that's how they exist and rise above each other. In philosophy, this is referred to as this law. Something in Russian. There's such a concept in philosophy. USA Northeast.
Thank you, Rav. So the question is, we're experiencing singularity in its limited form in order to have something to correct, something to rise above.
האם אנחנו חווים או מרגישים את הייחודיות באיזושהי צורה מוגבלת שלה כדי שיהיה לנו מעל מה להתעלות?
דרך קבוצה.
Through the group. The uniqueness, you begin to build it by building it. You begin to feel it by building it. You can't feel anything unless to the extent that you build this phenomenon inside the ten. That's the only way to uncover reality, to discover new things, to discover ourselves. And ourselves is not me, it's we. In spirituality, 10 means 1.
PT 13. He explains about singularity, but he says that it's the way he uses his nature as the development of the individual. But he's very vague. That's how I see it. He doesn't really explain how to use your singularity and how to get there.
If I were to speak to him, I would ask him to write another whole book instead of this one short article. True, you're right, but you see, he probably had his own thoughts.
He also writes that it's not clear what to do. He says there's people who are on the other side and they're using the other nature, but they're very few in society. And that's it. Doesn't say anymore. What should I do?
But this is what he writes. What do you want from me? Yeah. He writes that I saw that those who rise are few. Yeah. Mak 2.
Mak 2.
Boker tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Is this article hinting that the only solution in using the singularity for the common is if we reach love thy friend as thyself, and then everybody has to receive this path.
Exactly. You're right. You're right. PT 6.
Rav, you've mentioned other civilizations. You said that for now.
I'm not talking about that. I just mentioned.
No, I want to talk about us. For us to be in bestowal, that's what's going to open the ability to see the spiritual world.
I'm not talking about them. I told you, and you still try. What, you're thinking about confusing me?
Thank you.
It will appear gradually. Gradually, it will appear to us in our development. The more we open our perception, our understanding, then we'll see other things that exist. I think we'll conclude this article here. What I'm asking you is this. You see, we can't let it go so easily. It's abstruse, it's closed, it doesn't sit well in us just directly. It's very convoluted because it explains to us how unique is the connection between corporeality and spirituality. There is the man and the group and human society and our development throughout the generations and the inner qualities of man and the qualities of society, the connection with godliness. There's everything in this. Peace in the world is how to bring our world to a complete state, to a complete shape. Even the question that he poses is all inclusive. So we're not going to be done with this article, and we can't tell ourselves we're done with it. We're gonna have to go back to it, maybe in 6 months or a year or and again and so on. But in the meantime, I ask you during the day, open it up, read a piece of it, another segment of it, and see how it gradually more and more starts dressing, sitting in you. Belarus.
Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
We don't hear.
No, Belarus. Lo.
Belarus.
Beersheva.
No, sorry. Beersheva.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. I preferred asking this because a lot of friends asked and they didn't want to stop the advancement.
Morris, stop with all these introductions. Ask the question.
Bala Sulam writes the article and actually starts from the beginning. He says that...
Okay.
Mois, question.
Is this like a flag for BB that without doing everything in this article, we can't reach Gmar Tikkun?
Say that again.
This whole article of...
No, no, not this whole article. Your question again.
Is this like a milestone for BB that in order to reach Gmar Tikkun without doing everything in this article, can we reach it?
I don't
know. Our conditions are different conditions of the last generation, different than one, what it used to be. So I can't tell you 100% how it needs to happen in us, to materialize in us. We are in a state of the last generation and we have to realize it the way suitable for the last generation, at least to tell everyone about it and to penetrate that into all of humanity as much as possible. Latin 4.
Hello,
Rav. What's the big problem of the individuality, that it controls the ego or the way we use it?
The singularity means that everyone sees himself as the only one who exists and all the others are just to serve me, including the Creator. This is the form of uniqueness that we have, and it comes from the Creator himself, who is the one and only in the world. So we have to rise above this point where we use this point in the opposite way. So instead of everyone else is serving me, I use myself to serve everyone. Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. I'm thinking of suffering. I'm thinking of our unity, the unity of the Jews, and I'm thinking of our dissemination. These things, is there one thing that's going to bring the world to the revelation of the Creator? Or is it these three things?
We come to the purpose of creation when we know that Israel, the light, and the Creator are one, meaning Israel are those who yearn to be like the Creator by the light that reforms, and the Creator himself, who is the force of love and bestowal. If we connect all of them together, all those three, we reach the goal. Okay, Tel Aviv 10.
You missed the beginning of the question.
Merkaz Echad.
Yes, Merkaz 1.
In the second excerpt we read, he writes that there can be an unsatisfied minority. How can there be a condition that everybody's satisfied?
I don't know, but he writes that this is what we have to come to, that the correction has to be a complete one. I can't stop. It will stop here. Move to Tess.
הנקודה שבלב מתגעגעת לחלקי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומדיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבלת תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים חלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל עמודות שבלב אליו נשתוקק, נשתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל עמודות שבלב אליו נשתוקק, נשתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב Vale.